Well, may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. But that wasn't the scripture I was going to teach from. But of course, Bracken made it sound so delicious that it's impossible for me to not do that. Bracken read from Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 35. But let me just start with earlier in chapter 4. Earlier in chapter 4, Jesus teaches about the parable of the seed and the sower, and the seed being the word of God. And then we won't read through all that, but when it gets to the end of the soil that bears fruit, that bears 30, 60, 100-fold fruit, he says, the ones who bore the fruit, he said, these are the ones whom the seed was sown on good ground. They hear the word of God, and they believe it, and they bear 30, 60, and 100-fold. Then he keeps talking about that reality and that principle in these scriptures and about how the kingdom of heaven foundationally operates by God speaking a word, and our believing it. Now understand, there are two basic theological principles that govern everything else. One is that God is love. Two, Jesus is the word of God. Jesus said about himself, it says about Jesus, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And then later in that same chapter, in John chapter 1, it says that no man has seen God at any time, but Jesus, and this is the word, the language here, Jesus has explicitly, in detail, explained him. So if you want to know what God is like, Jesus is the word about God. There's a place in Hebrews chapter 1. Whenever I read Hebrews 1, I think of Father Craig, because I've heard him speak of this, these verses. It's amazing scripture. It says, but God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days he has spoken to us in Christ, in his Son, whom he appointed heir over all things, through whom also he made the world. And he, Jesus, is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature. He speaks to us through Jesus. Jesus is God's language to us. Let me say it again. Jesus is God's language to us. So if you want to know what God is like, you want to know what the Father's like, you want to know what the Spirit is like, just read the gospel. Not just the words that Jesus said, but everything Jesus did was the word of God. Every action that Jesus performed explained God, was an exact representation of God. And Jesus, the Word, Jesus who is the Word, says, this is how the kingdom operates. You hear what I'm saying, or you see what I'm doing, and you believe it. You hear whatever I promised, and you believe it. Or you discern what I'm up to, and you trust it. Okay, it's not just getting the Word in our head, but like, Jesus is the Word. Everything he did, everything he said, that's how the kingdom operates. And so in verse 35, it says, and on that day, now you've heard me say this before, those of you who stuck around enough, Jesus just gave the lecture, but now it's time for lab. It's one thing for us to hear this, but it's another thing for us to be out in the world and think about what's going on like in Selma or your life. There's a verse about Jesus in Revelation chapter 6 that says, he came conquering and to conquer, which says, what's the word? Jesus is the word. See, here's the thing about Jesus. Jesus didn't really come to talk about evil. He rarely ever did. He never talked about why the people were sick. He just said, I'm the answer. Listen, when he was walking on the water in Matthew 14 and all the disciples get scared, Jesus says, I am. Don't be afraid. Don't be concerned with the storm. I am the answer. And so all I know about what's going on in Selma is Jesus came conquering. He's conquering right now in the spiritual realm, and he'll keep conquering. Whatever circumstances are going on in your life, Jesus is conquering. Don't try to figure it out. Jesus doesn't want you to figure him out. He just wants you to trust him. He's the word of God, and God is love. So we settle that. Whatever Jesus is doing, it's revealing the fact that God is love. So what might be going on in your life, disappointment, situation, circumstance, know this, that God is love, and Jesus is conquering and will conquer. Now, you could pull out a lot of other places in Scripture, right? He told them, this is how the kingdom operates. Whatever you're facing, remember that I am the truth about this situation. I am the answer. And trust that. Lord, how is this ever going to work out? How is that person ever going to change? How is he ever going to change? How is she ever going to change? Jesus is saying, I am. Will you trust that? Do you trust that I'm in the process of conquering? You just can't see it all yet. God's love. We just trust. So verse 35, he says, and on that very day, when evening came, the word, Jesus, the one whose truth, says, let us go over to the other side. Jesus said he's the truth. And he says, let us go over to the other side. Okay. The word just gave a word. The word just gave the promise. The one whose truth just spoke a word. And leaving the multitudes, they took him along with them, and just as he was in the boat, and the other boats were with them. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over their boat, so much so that the boat was already filling up. That's not good. That doesn't look good, and it doesn't feel good. And I'm imagining the conversation among the brothers in Christ wasn't very good either. But there's only one thing that matters: the word, the truth. Who is the truth about God? Jesus. The truth said, we're going to the other side. Nothing else matters. Everything else is irrelevant. That's why it says, and he himself was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. Why was he asleep on the cushion? Because there was nothing to worry about. I wrote a little devotion the other day about a situation I was facing this morning. Actually, that among some other people, it's kind of like a scary situation. But the other day, I was talking to Karen. I said, I'm really good about this. And I said, you know why I'm good about this? Because the one who is the word, who is the truth, is good about this. And if he's good about it, that's the truth. And if I act like I'm nervous and anxious about that, I'm living in a lie. That's important, guys and gals. So if he's asleep on the boat, I can just sort of nestle up there next to him and do the same thing. I've got this 4,000-pound Labrador puppy that now sleeps in the bed with me. She's huge. She's grown. She's gained 17 pounds in 2 months just because there's a lot of reasons. She's grew up, gotten taller, but she sleeps with me. But we wake up about the same time together. And though there's just me and Maud laying there, and she rolls over on her back, and I do the scratching, she does the smooching. I thought, that's kind of like me and Jesus, like in the boat. Like, Maud didn't have a care in the world. You know why? She believed I'm the truth. And if I'm okay, and I'm not acting like it's okay, she's okay. But Jesus was asleep because he'd already spoken the word. And being aroused, they aroused him. They said, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? He didn't care because they weren't perishing. He'd already said, we're going all the way to the other side. And being aroused, he rebuked the wind and said to the wind, hush, be still. And the wind died down. And that's also something about the truth about Jesus. I said, Lord, next time, just like we're praying for people to get healed, I want to stand and rebuke that thing and it not come. That's the truth about God. I'm in Christ. If he can do that, that's the truth. He's the word. Became perfectly calm. And he said to them, why are you so timid? How is it that you have no faith? And they became very much more afraid, and yada, yada. And they woke him up. I mean, what we do as Christians, when there's a storm, we like arouse him. It's like, Jesus, do you not care we're perishing? I mean, we're looking to him. Isn't that some kind of faith? No. He said, why are you afraid? Either you believe that God is love and I am the word of God, or you don't. And if you believe that, then you can sleep in the stern of the boat. And though everything around you may be falling apart, you can know calmness on the inside. Jesus was calm on the inside before he made it calm on the outside. We want to wait for Jesus to make it calm on the outside so we can be calm on the inside. But that's not how it works. That's not how the kingdom works. So has the word spoken something to you? Given you a promise? Well then, why are you anxious on the inside? He said if you're going all the way to the other side, you're going all the way to the other side. This is a verse that changed my life many, many years ago. I've shared this before. God was healing me of my whole mental illness issue. And I remember sitting in a Shoney's one night with a group of us and this lady who mentored a lot of us. And I said, I got scared. I said, what if it all comes back? And she pulled this scripture out, read it to me, and said, Chuck, Jesus said he's going all the way to the other side. And no matter how much the wind's blown in my life, the Lord's always brought me back to this place. And so we live on the word of God. We live by the word of God. And that's more than just this. This just talks about the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.